There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
This is Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Couple thoughts at the Vancouver Ford text line. Let's not forget when the Chiefs beat the Ravens weren't rocking like they are now, and they picked up dudes. I think this is the year that the Ravens get past them. Another one.
Ravens had the best record in football last year.
They did. Another one said, you guys don't think the Ravens or Lions could beat them in an AFC playoff game or Super Bowl? Like, I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just not going to pick it to happen. I hope it happens. I'm rooting like hell against them, but I'm just not going to pick it.
I think the thing for me is not that it's impossible. We've had people suggest that that is because of the tone we set with it. It's just like, have you watched him? He's not playing well, and yet if he needs a drive, you know he's going to come up with it.
Yes.
And the defense is, like, elite.
Yes.
I had people in my mentions telling me Zach Allen was better than Chris Jones 3 weeks ago. He's not even, like, top 10 in PFF metrics in some regard. Chris Jones is Aaron Donald.
Yes.
He is Aaron Donald. He will wreck a game single-handedly. So it's not that, like, they can't be beat. The Bengals and Burrow did it a couple years back. It's just that, like, people acting all confident this year when the playoffs roll around because they're trying to find value in gambling, they're lying to you. Don't do it. Good luck to you. I hope they get beat. It would make the sport better.
Yes, it would.
But he's not even playing well, and they're undefeated.
Oh, it's so frustrating. Would you have cheered if you were in Cleveland yesterday? Deshaun Watson went down. Anybody watching on television immediately knew it was a ruptured Achilles. They've announced, by the way, it is. So he's going to be out not only the rest of this year, but he's going to miss a chunk of next season as well. So his career's over. It's done.
Well, not the contract.
The contract isn't, but his career in the, like, he's never going to play again. I don't see why you would ever put him back in, and no team is going to give him a chance after this. That's my hot take of the day. Deshaun Watson's done. He's toast. It's never going to happen again. Would you have cheered if you were in the crowd?
I would have wanted to cheer, yes. I would have hated them picking him up in general once the stuff came out before he even played. I found this interesting. So I listened to the Cleveland radio on the way in, and I felt their tone was weird. They kind of took the player side a little bit.
What are we doing?
It's more like, no, it wasn't everybody. And I'm like, it should have been.
Should have been.
Now, would they have also cheered for him had he been good? Yeah, they would have.
Yeah.
But why are you almost like kind of trying to like say it wasn't everybody? It should have been everybody.
Yeah.
The minute I saw that thing pop on the replay, I clapped and I laughed and I said, hell yeah. Screw that guy.
I would have given that Achilles a standing ovation, man. I would have cheered the rest of the game.
Well, he got booed reportedly in the starting lineup.
Yes, as he should. He sucks.
So what are we debating here?
And he's a horrible human being.
The players defending him is a different thing. The fans and, like, debating whether this is right or wrong. You know what's not right? His off-field conduct.
Sexually assaulting women's not all right. Jameis Winston, after the game, went in. So did Myles Garrett. Here's what he said.
No one deserves that. I've seen him work his ass off to, you know, get back here, in here, and you know, put a smile on his face and, you know, try to put everything that's outside the facility behind him. You know, death threats, people come to his house, people, you know, going after his family. No, like I said, no one deserves that. And I hate using the word deserves. I'm usually, you know, pretty consistent saying earned. He hadn't earned it, and he doesn't deserve it. You know, man does pretty much everything right. He's been a model citizen through college and most of the pros. He plays the game as hard as anyone I've seen. Puts everything on the line. Willing to throw his body out there, and you know, he plays the game at 100 miles per hour. and you know, there's a risk can be injured, and that he took that risk. But we have to be there for him as a team, as an organization. We can't look down on a guy because of any mistakes on the field or anything off the field. You know, we don't have anything. We don't have any more high ground to look down on a guy.
But I thought he didn't have mistakes off the field a second ago.
Yeah, I thought, yeah. We can't look down on a guy with 25 civil lawsuits filed against him.
Look, I will say this.
Dozens of different women.
His teammates, they're kind of put in an impossible situation here. The organization, in some regard, not counting the owner and the GM who wanted him, they're kind of put in an impossible situation. You're in a locker room with this guy, you know. It's a weird spot to be. It's kind of it's not the same. But, like, I just think these guys are put in a weird spot in general.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
But also, don't tell me he's been a model citizen off the field and then, like, kind of end it with even some stuff on and off the field. Like what are you talking about? There's a way to do this without having to fully do it.
You just say, hey, look, we didn't appreciate the fact that he was booed. We loved him as a teammate. He worked his tail off every day, and we feel horrible for him that he's going through this. End of story. Move on. To have to come out and act like he has been through hell because of what he's had to deal with?
Yeah.
Seriously? The guy with the richest guaranteed contract in NFL history, who has had 25 different lawsuits filed against him, and we're supposed to feel bad because he's faced some vitriol from fans? You know who should feel bad? The women that he has sexually assaulted. 25 different lawsuits, all of which, outside of the one that was just filed last month, he has settled out of court. Like, what are we doing? Like, to come out and say he's a model citizen, man, this is already a scumbag organization for all of this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to support the fans too much because they would have absolutely cheered him if he was good. And the day that the trade went down, I'll never forget going to Cleveland for the Daily Ticker and a guy who we had on a month earlier being like, oh, we don't want nothing to do with this guy. The day they traded for him came on and was like, well, you know, some people deserve a second chance. Like, it was that quick, their pivot. So I'm not going to defend him, but this is ridiculous.
They were wearing jerseys that said, like, it didn't count or it wasn't him.
Right.
Don't, like, they were doing if the glove doesn't fit, don't acquit to Deshaun Watson. And so I don't feel bad for them either, but I don't feel bad, like, for Deshaun Watson. You should be booed.
Yes.
You're a horrible human being.
You can't, a horrible quarterback, too.
You can't play this game because this isn't how the world works, but you just can't help but go back. And I'm sure they don't do this in Cleveland anymore because it's kind of an annoying game they've played. You know, if they let Baker just sit out with a shoulder injury instead of, like, making him feel like he has to play to earn a contract, you kind of just wonder, because we know they've got talent.
Yeah, not a bad team.
They could have won that game yesterday.
They could have. They gave up a kickoff return for a touchdown. Yeah. Chubb's back from his injury. Like,
Cincinnati was beatable yesterday.
Yes, they were.
And, you know, Baker's also, by the way, talking about MVP, he's got a chance tonight if he has a good game. You look back and go, maybe if we would have handled the Baker stuff right, we wouldn't have been in such a weird, bad position. Karma.
I also don't get the bit, like, the Jameis Winston stuff, who, by the way, his comments were horrific as well. Like, he wasn't even active yesterday. DTR's their backup. They're going to roll, I would
assume,
with him.
There's reporting that he may not have known he was the backup till Friday, which is the last practice day of the week.
Seems legit.
That whole organization is not handling things right.
There were calls for Winston to be the starter, and so, like, the tinfoil hat thing is he got moved to the emergency QB because he does come in because DTR
came
gets
in
hurt,
at the end,
and he throws the last touchdown.
Yeah. Mm.
The tinfoil hat theory is that he was moved so that fans would stop doing this and calling for him to replace Watson, which is ironic in the long run.
If there's a medical out here, they're going to take it, because you're right.
There's not. He's going to get every penny of this contract.
His career should be done, but that's why I'm like, I don't know about that, man. He might at least be in a uniform on the sidelines in 2 years.
Or
his contract is like fully guaranteed.
Yeah, you're not getting out of the deal. He's 29 years old. He's going to turn 30 the start of next season. He's going to miss how much time next year? Because
it's the second or third season-ending injury he's had, right?
Yeah, I mean, they take 9-10 months at least, right? If you're optimistic. I guess depends on the total.
Cam Akers came back in 5.
Rodgers was going to play last year, don't you remember?
Yeah, he was, yeah. After a month, he was going
to
play again.
Next year, he's guaranteed 72.9 is the cap hit. The year after that is the year he could return. That's also 72.9.
Yeah.
And then it is a void season.
Yeah. At the end of the deal. Finally, they can get out of it.
So 2027 is the year they can fully get out of it, but he's going to be paid next year. and the year after that.
That's my take out of it. I think he's done. He's not good enough to begin with, not worth the headache. He sucks, and he is out for the rest of the year. And I guess good for the Cleveland fans who cheered him when he got traded there, but now are booing him when he went down. Let's get back into a couple of college football notes. Well, eating the dog poop finally turned the franchise around for one college program. Some other wild, wonky finishes this weekend. We'll dive into all of it, including a couple of AP notes that are interesting. Coming up next, but first, here's Will with SportsCenter.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.